Dana Reed spent 8 years in New York City, competing against the hundreds of other wannabes at dance auditions. While she landed many professional dance gigs, after a while, she decided to split her life into two very different spheres. During the day, she worked in a hedge fund, which she says gave her extraordinary insight into the world of business, and at night, she performed in public dance programs. Throughout those years, she always stayed in touch with Jane Wiener, who, after each summer at Bates College, returned to Houston and the community arts program she calls Hope Stone.
And in 2010, Jane Wiener approached me and said, "I know that you've always wanted to live in New Orleans. I know that you're ready to leave New York City. How would you feel about starting a Hope Stone in New Orleans?" That was kind of like my golden ticket to do what I've always wanted to do. I knew one day I was going to start a community center. I knew it would be in New Orleans because I love New Orleans. I came here as a child in college. I think the city just is full of culture, full of vibe. And I packed my bags and I moved here to start Hope Stone New Orleans.
Hope Stone is an art outreach program for at-risk kids working out of rented space in a renovated old firehouse at Toledano and Carondelet Streets. Called NOLA Space, the building was the brainchild of Natalie Adams and Craig Gomez.
And they renovated the building from top to bottom to four beautiful state-of-the-art dance studios, sprung floors, ballet bars, mirrors, state-of-the-art electronic speakers. There's soundproofing. You can take the downstairs studio and make it into a theater space, a performance space, an event hall. And then they also opened up a French cafe called the Firehouse Cafe that is open pretty much all day, every day, and when we have classes. So it's really good for parents who are waiting for their children to finish dance class to have a coffee. It's just a really, I can't even speak in words how beautiful this space is.
With help from the Rosa Mary Foundation, Hope Stone New Orleans offers free year-round arts education to more than 300 underserved youth in the city. Over the summer, a partnership with Second Harvest Food Bank provides two balanced meals a day at no cost to campers who range in age from tiny tots to teens.
You have to have completed the first grade, so about six or seven is the youngest, and we go all the way to 17. Our younger kids come from 9 to 4, and they take a social dancing class, they take a creative movement class, they take theater class, music class. In our music class, we have two music classes. We have African drumming, and then we have a music theory class, and then they take visual arts. Now, the older kids, the teenagers, come for a half a day, and they are learning film in the morning, and then the teenagers also will take choreography with me. And I teach dance and improvisation. So I teach the basic skills and techniques of dance, and in the end, they're going to create their own dance, their own product, and something that they're very proud of.
This summer, through the Luba Glade Memorial Fund, an additional group of up to 20 at-risk teenagers will be able to participate in Hope Stone New Orleans completely free of charge.
What we really want to accomplish is good citizens. We need them to be thinkers of tomorrow. And even though I'm teaching art, we might create the next scientist because they were able to think beyond what the norm is, because they were comfortable. Well, if I make the mistake, it's okay, because I chose to investigate and explore. So that is what I want to accomplish with this program.
For more information about Hope Stone New Orleans, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.